I'm ready to party. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Oh, you want us to talk now, Scott?
Yeah.
Thought you were doing a little hand puppet move there.
I was. It was a little from column A, a little from column B.
I don't know how your weekend... Well, Lise, I know that, as you disclosed in today's show, you began day drinking to while away the hours with your husband. I, on the other hand, had a massive DIY weekend in the garden. So much so I had a chainsaw, I had a handsaw, and 8 hours of doing it, I pinned my back. And was on anti-inflammatories for the next 24 hours.
What are you cutting down there?
You're a tree. It was a tree this time.
Is it necessary to cut down the tree?
It was a tree that needed pruning badly. And it's so satisfying looking out at it now and seeing that I did that. But I weeded.
Yeah, the weeding.
We've hedged till we can hedge no more.
Do you feel like you've done it all now, though?
No.
It's been months.
Nah. We feel weirdly excited when you don't get a choice but to stay at home and get things done. Like, there's no excuses because I am certainly the worst. Oh, I've just got to catch up. I've got to catch up with my friend Emma. I haven't seen her for a while. Oh, I've got a friend's birthday party to take the kids to.
Yeah, it's lovely.
When there's
no
none of that.
I cleaned out the whole utility cupboard and that looks marvellous.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I've got cupboards that are on my lip. I've got pantry, the girls' wardrobe.
I did took a little video of it.
I would love to see
okay,
that,
thanks,
Lise.
Sarah.
You know what?
I should have taken it before.
Today's show.
Here's today's show.
And then come
in there, and then you can come back in. All right, here's today's show. Here we go. All right.
Those two girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. Quiet weekend, Lise.
You know what? I had a glorious weekend. Really, really good. Did nothing, which is my idea of a great time.
When did you spill glitter on your jumper?
Oh, Scotty, I was trying to bring a bit of pizzazz to our very early mornings. I'll put a photo of my obviously offensive jumper on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah.
I mean, it's a mix.
If people want to see it.
It's a mix between like a vomit emergency and baby vomit.
Oh my God, are you
okay? Wow, yeah. Did you not have a good weekend locked down,
no,
Scott? Are you really, is this how you interact with people when you're allowed out of the house? Because you're doing it wrong.
You're the first people I've seen in 2 days.
And that's what you come to the table with?
Look at your baby vomit sparkly jumper. You are losing your touch, bro.
Guys, radio is not a visual medium. Can we move on from my bloody jumper?
Hey, look, quick round the grounds from reality TV last night. Dancing with the Stars crowned a winner in these unusual pandemic times.
Fill me in.
Comedian Celia Pakola won. But it was, I like her too, but it was a bit contentious because it was down to Claudia Carvin, obviously Australia's most favourite actress too. Judges chose Claudia, the people chose Celia.
Oh.
Boom.
What people? There are no people in that audience
voting.
Anymore. I read that they were really panicky about how to get the contestants, the judges, even Amanda Keller, across to Sydney to film it. They had cars on standby in case
they
flights. Yeah, so that was all sort of ready to go. And I think they brought the finale up a week. It was meant to be next week.
Well, you know, another finale. I thought it was the Married at First Sight finale last night, but it's not. There's still another 2 nights of that hellhole to go. Let's talk reality. That is the National Cabinet meeting. ScoMo's made a few more announcements early yesterday evening. People can't gather in public in groups of more than two people. Now, for clarity, you can still go out with your family for a walk.
Yeah.
So Wills and I and the girls can still go out, but you can't have anybody else
join
with you, bar one other person. That's right. Vulnerable people, including those over 70, those over 60 who have a chronic illness, and Indigenous people over the age of 50 are advised just not to leave their house.
Yeah.
Don't go out. Landlords can't evict people for 6 months if they're experiencing financial stress. Huge. People can only exercise in groups of two, which is essentially just a PT session. There's no more outdoor
no boot camps.
And it says here people should stay home except for essential shopping, which in ScoMo's address, he gave the example of how his wife Jen popped the shops to get some puzzles for the kids. And how over in the coming months, puzzles will become very essential items in the Morrison household.
Here's a question I have. You know how the funerals were set to 10 people? Has that now been reduced because of the two-person thing?
No, still 10.
Okay, because one of my besties lost her grandpa over the weekend.
Oh,
and, you know, it's only until you know someone who's going to have to operate under these regulations that it really hits home.
Also, your best friend is Italian. Italian families are huge. Well, how do you condense that to 10?
Well, they're looking at live streaming, but yeah, it's not easy. I'm gonna say that, but yeah. Anyway, so who stayed together in maths?
I don't even care anymore. I don't know. All I know is Connie finally let Johnny go.
Thank God.
Thank God he's free.
Free that boy.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
With millions of people stuck at home because of this COVID stuff, there's a new hashtag that's trending, care of tonight show's Jimmy Fallon. I love him. He always has the best hashtags going. He started it. It's I knew I had cabin fever when. His answer... I whispered to my hand sanitizer, you're like a son to me. I love him. I love him.
Do you? I don't think he's funny. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah. You don't get that?
No. I get him. His hashtag, but as I would know I had cabin fever if I started watching Jimmy Fallon show.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
How can you say that?
I just said it. There. There. So
how
sue
about
me.
This one? So obviously the people have jumped on board and it is now going viral. Here's one. I knew I had cabin fever when I was trying to figure out which trash bag scent I liked better. Solid.
That's fair, though.
That is fair.
It's going to be a lavender, surely. Surely.
I'm currently on the mango-coloured one, which I don't know if that is a mango scent, but
it's quite... Is that the Aldi one that you're talking about?
It is the Aldi one.
Yeah, I'm picturing that.
Do you know the one?
I
can't describe the scent. Is it frangipani, perhaps?
It does sound like we might have cabin fever.
I really think it does, if you're analysing your garbage bag choices.
No, but really, people are losing their minds.
Yeah, someone wrote here, I knew I had cabin fever when I started playing Scrabble by myself. as for me, if I apply it to me, I knew I had cabin fever when I baked bread on the weekend.
Yeah, what the hell was that about?
Cabin fever, Lise, that's what it's
about. But do you have... what it takes to bake bread?
Well, apparently I do. I'll put a photo up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah, but I've got the goods. Look, I was just scrolling. I saw a Jamie Oliver recipe and I thought, yeah.
Did you have
yeast?
Yeah,
I can do that. I've never made bread in my life.
You don't strike me as someone who has a packet of dry yeast.
It was a yeast-free bread. How is that? It was a soda bread.
Had it right.
Soda bread. Quite nice, quite heavy. More like damper, if I'm honest. But... it's called bread in the recipe.
Was it akin to your chocolate cake that you made a few weeks ago where you could nearly kill a man with that? Is this another weapon?
Not dissimilar. When did you have cabin fever on the weekend?
Dane and I started drinking yesterday at 3 p.m.
Okay. That's not... you guys do that pretty regularly.
No,
though.
No, not
so
on
a Sunday.
So cabin
fever hasn't set in yet.
Okay, okay. Not on a Sunday.
Lise is right. Oh, darling, it's just cabin fever. Let's crack open a bottle.
No. This is unusual behaviour for us because we wouldn't do that on a Sunday. What on earth made me think that that was a good idea? Two bottles later.
Yeah, with a 3 a.m. wake up. Nice work, sunshine.
Well, look, I was in bed by 7.
And then you picked that jumper to wear this morning, so it's all really adding up.
Actually, I picked this jumper last night, which is really telling.
Okay, there
131060, hashtag I knew I had cabin fever when. I've spent the weekend arguing with my fiance about the Friends cast and their various antics. It's coming up on 10 Peach at the moment. We keep watching it and then getting into fights about the plot because we've got nothing else to do.
Look, this is striking a chord with people. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Please, for the love of God, give us something to talk to you about. 131060, share your self-isolation struggles with us.
Hey, there's no doubt that social distancing and self-isolation is changing the face of dating. Now, Lise, you and I wouldn't know about that because the last time we went on a date was, well, caveman era, really wasn't it? Okay, it was a long time ago. But I am curious as to how people are upping their dating game when you can't meet somebody face-to-face. And if you're needing a little bit of inspiration for any single guys and gals out there, then take a leaf from a bloke called Jeremy's book, who was holed up in his apartment over in Brooklyn in the US. And he said he was craving some social interaction because he was confined by the walls of his apartment all day, right? And somehow there was a little... creative switch that just flicked on when he looked out his window and saw a girl dancing on the rooftop of a building across from him.
Okay.
He wondered if she was dancing to a TikTok, trying to learn a dance. So he waved across to her and she waved back. And he thought, I can't leave this here. Old mate Jeremy had a drone in his apartment. So he wrote her a little note, taped it to the drone and sent it flying across to her on the roof.
Okay.
She got it, waved back at him. So he's beside himself. He said flirting normally doesn't come naturally to him, but, he, you know, he was just screaming for some kind of interaction. So
what did the note say?
An hour later, I'm not sure what the note said, but an hour later she texted him back, "Hi, it's the girl from the roof."
Oh, so it was his phone number on the note.
Yes. Texted him back. A little tete-a-tete. The next day, they have a date together. How did they do it? He organised her roommate to set up a little table on the roof. They had the same microwaved dinner. Mm-hmm. She sat there where he could see her. He sat on his balcony and they FaceTimed each other and had a date while they were both eating the same organic microwaved meal. And now he believes they're in a long-distance relationship across the rooftop.
I have to tell you, I saw this happen. I saw this happen on TikTok. I saw it come up in my For You page, as the kids call it. And I thought, no way. I thought they know each other.
Nah.
This is a setup to go viral. So I've just tapped into Google while you're telling the story. Time Magazine, the NY Post, NBC New York. They've all researched the story. It's real.
Yes, it is absolutely real. This and I'm so down with it, because dating now, you have to go back for some serious Jane Austen style shiz, okay, to get your point across. You've got to go old school. And I know a drone's very new technology, but points for creativity.
Yeah, look, I'm even going to go as far as to say that that sounds like a great date night for Dane and I. Like, he can sit on the front balcony, I'll sit on the back veranda. We don't even have to be together.
I mean, I would text Jeremy back if he sent me a drone, and I'm married. I mean, Matt, how would that have worked in our daily? Carry a pigeon. Can you send a message to the man
into Neolithic stone?
It's the modern carrier pigeon. It's the drone.
You know what, though? People were up in arms about how drones were an invasion of bloody privacy. All the naysayers were like, drones are horrible. Don't spy on me.
It's a new world.
Oh, everyone's loving the drone.
It's a brand new world, mate.
Fair weather friends. We're all about the drones in our family. We had two of them buzzing around all yesterday. It was fabulous.
Was it, though?
Yeah, Remy took footage of me doing a
okay, you know what you were talking about, invasion of privacy? That's it, right there.
No,
right
there. I did a Ninja Warrior course on the local playground, and Remy
playground's
filmed
a band
it.
Now.
I know. Well, it was my last hurrah.
You won't do that again, will you?
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. Come one, come all, as we take Australia's oldest radio show and get them to guess the year.
Oh, I love that little opener so much.
I mean, it's annoying, but kind of true. Here's the thing. Lise and I think we're pretty good at guessing the year a song came out. Well, Lise is particularly good.
I don't even know. This is like the useless skills people just go, you know what? I'm really good at this. Why? We don't seek to really unpack why we're good at it. I can remember where I am, exactly who I was with at the time, what I was doing. I love it.
But dare I say, often...
I'm wrong, often.
Often all of that's correct, but you've got the wrong song. And that's really the highlight of this
also
game.
Disclaimer, anything after we started breeding is a shady area. It's basically when we were footloose and fancy free that
that's
we can
right.
remember music.
Well, dare I say, I've lined up a couple of little ditties here that are definitely from the footloose and fancy free era for
okay.
Lise and Sarah.
Oh, gosh.
Song number one, what year was this released?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one.
Oh, look,
Lise, I'm going to say 93. I'm going to say 90. I know it was we were inappropriately young to be doing those sort of hip gyrations.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say grade 8. It was definitely on at the discos.
Yeah, it was. It was, Lise, because Salt and Pepper's Let's Talk About Sex was out in grade 9, I'm sure of it. Ooh. So... I remember dancing to that at a school camp, funnily enough. Now, I might even say 92 for
yeah,
push it.
Yeah, I feel that it could be 92. Look, just for something different, I will say 93, which was grade 8, but I do think it'll be earlier than that.
1987.
What?
Salt and Pepper released Push It.
Well, that goes to show that a classic never goes out of style, doesn't
but
it?
But did it only come into the charts in the 90s, perhaps?
Do you think it was released 6 years later, Lise?
I think it's like
that
maybe
they recorded
it's like
it
a...
and then said, you know what, Lee's car law's in grade 8. Now's
no,
the time.
I thought, who's that singer that you like? Lizzo. I thought maybe it's a Lizzo scenario where she makes the song and then it becomes popular 10 years later.
No, it was March 8, 1987 wow. that song was released.
God.
That's even more inappropriate.
It really
we were
is.
Seven.
Great song number two. What year was this song released?
She will be loved and she will...
Was that?
Be loved.
Who it, sings it, that? Tell me who sings it.
Maroon 5.
Is okay. that Maroon 5?
2000 and... Oh, God. Peak was mid 2009, I'm going to say.
No, it can't be that. It can't be 2009. I was pregnant in 2009.
So other things happened in the world while you were pregnant.
No, I know.
Stop producing music.
Guys, I'm producing the biggest thing ever. Everything else on hold.
Where was I? Was I in France or was I in
New York? Oh, you're so annoying.
So annoying.
Pick
on.
Year.
Okay, I'm going to pick a year. I'm going to say 2006. I think I was in New York, guys. I really do.
All right. I've said 2009.
What is it, Scott?
That was 2004.
Even earlier. My goodness.
Okay, this is usually best of three, but we're currently okay. nil apiece.
We really talked our skills up.
Here
at the
we
beginning
go.
Of this.
Who? Well, sorry. What year was this song released?
So to live like animals.
Okay. Savage Garden.
Yes. Well, we know that.
1996.
There's no way, Sarah, we were in grade 11 when that came out. There is no
Don't get angry
way.
At my choice.
No, I'm helping you.
I've said 96. What do you believe?
I think...
Was I in France at this point?
I think I was a bar bitch then, and I think I was working at Adrenaline.
Which was a nightclub in Brisbane.
Nightclub, yes. So I'm going to say 98.
I really want to give it to Lee's, though. It was 1999.
We're both losers today.
What month in 99?
If it's January.
Help. Why are we playing Rocky Balboa? What's going on?
This is body combat.
Oh, my God. Body combat, Sarah.
This is Les Mills, 1999.
We're in the gym.
Jab.
What year is it? We'll return next week. Eye of the Tiger plays now.
I've got to work out.
Those two girls.
See us.
Those two girls.
Well, we're all just staying home, so that's the great thing, that you can listen to us at home. Now, there's something that I don't want to listen to while I'm in my place of respite, and it's resulted from an email from my girl's school teacher. Now, my daughters, one's in grade 4, one's in grade 1.
Why is the school communicating with you? Because you pulled them out of school last week.
Well, I did, but obviously they still imagine that I'm giving them schoolwork to do. And so I received this email on Friday. Dear parents, this email is only for year 1, 2, 4, 5 and 6 parents regarding their recorders. If your child was at school today, they would have received their recorders. If your child was not at school today, can you please come and collect their recorder from the music room on Monday between
8:30 and 9:30 a.m.
The children will be given some lessons to complete at home from their music teacher next term if we change to alternate learning arrangements. So, of course, I replied and said, what kind of homeschooling hell is this? Please tell me this is not essential. Yours in off-key hot cross buns, Sarah.
This is the teacher's final revenge.
Have we not suffered enough? Okay.
The recorder.
Not today, Satan.
This is the thing. The recorder brought me great joy. The recorder was the instrument that taught me how to read music. So I personally love a recorder. But I understand that when it's not played well,
which is every
most
child
children
under 12.
That aren't musical prodigies.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you've banned it. You're not even going to give your children. Just put them in a cupboard,
Sarah. I can't get there between that time. So
put the children in the cupboard.
I don't think their education is going to have a huge impact if I don't let them play the recorder.
I wouldn't stress too much about that. I live around the corner from your place, so I'll head up. I'll get it for you. I'll bring them in.
Nah, Scott.
Well,
it's good.
I can raise you one, Sarah, because, well, yes. My son, Remy, is playing the saxophone this year, and he's been playing it since the beginning of term. Now, because of home learning, I thought, great, no more saxophone, really. How can he do that without a teacher, without going to class? Well, the technology these days, Scotty, there's a website that he has to log into where he has to play his saxophone to his teacher, upload it, send it to his teacher. Okay? So we are still privy, phenomenal.
Also those poor music teachers. Come on.
Well, Remy's added a little note to his teacher at the end. Not a musical note, a verbal note. Take a listen to his upload. That's the metronome. And now he's going to play. Here we go. Okay, he's got four G notes there. Now he's going to play a C note. Okay, here we go. He's done it quite well.
What is this?
Thank you very much.
So at first when I heard him, I said, in my head, I'm like, that's not appropriate, Remy. And then I thought, no, you know, leave it in because your saxophone teacher needs a bit of joy.
And the child joy is, Remy's not in class.
I mean, a child pretending to be Elvis is something special, isn't it?
We'll see you tomorrow at 5.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Oh, look at all these sight words there.
That's Minnie's cupboard there.
You are spreading things out in space just for the sake of it. You could condense all that. You don't really need to.
The entire time you were listening to the show, they were going through that. So.
I mean, that is satisfying. And, you know, I had to take a video of it mostly for Mum.
Yeah, the video of the organising. The
video of the final result of the cupboard.
Yeah, that's great.
It was great.
It is satisfying. It is.
Up next, the pantry.
Jeez, wow. You got cabin fever yet?
No, this is the thing. That's what Dane and I were saying. We were like, we actually, because neither of us are true extroverts. Dane certainly isn't, but I'm definitely not. I actually get a lot of energy from being at home just with my core spawn.
Well, we often joke that you have to pay us to leave the house on weekends anyway.
Yeah, so I'm thrilled. I do feel for people, like my sister's having a bit of a rough time because she is a true extrovert, gets her energy from being around others and doing things out of the home. She's having a bit of a struggle, but I'm like, oh, God, I can't think of anything better.
But I think the apps and everything, it's so different now too because there's house party, there's people doing Zoom parties. You can still have face-to-face time with your friends.
Yeah.
It's different from being able to sit down beside them, of course. But I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to find the silver linings in these situations. In fact, I posted a meme on our Those Two Girls Instagram and it said, what was it? I don't know. It went off. People loved this standpoint
safe.
About, you are not stuck at home. You are safe at home. And, you know, I feel that rings true. So.
That's beautiful.
I'll read it. You're not stuck at home. You're safe at home.
Wow. There it
one
is
one word can... I haven't finished.
Oh, there's more to it. I thought we got the gist
finished.
Of it.
All right. Cool.
One word can change your attitude and cough can change your life.
Oh, God. That's very morbid.
Wow.
Well, went off like a frog in a sock.
Gee, that's beautiful.
I'm desperately hungry.
Let's so are you, I mean, hands up, who's stuck at home, who's safe at home?
All right, everyone, have a good day.
I'm stuck in this studio.
We'll catch you at the podcast tomorrow.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.